Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone, and happy Tuesday to one to all. Welcome to the Gateway Show. This is BLR. What a good show lined up today. We're going to get into some of those topics that we were unable to get into yesterday. We're going to be talking the Cardinals quarterback situation, I have to say. What's going on with the Cowboys? And the Lakers having a tryout? That's 11. Jimmy G. We have so much to get into. Why the Dallas Cowboys were not winning the Super Bowl is being illustrated right now. All that we're going to get into right here on the KJ TLR. This is TLR. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Channel Heights. 4991 South Alma School, to be exact. Get in there. Please let another PLR send you. They will take care of you. 10% of your cigar purchase will come off your tab. They also now serve beer and wine. Become a club member, get a lock in the back, up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. You can leave them there, go home, go to work, do whatever you want. You come back, put your feet up, watch one of the many games they have on an NFL League Pass, NBA League Pass as well. Just go check it out. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Again, let me know PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Calls are made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line, 917-889-7828. Want to chime in? Please do so. Now is the time. Got a little bit of time before our scheduled guest comes on, the Cuban Cowboy today. Again, Tony Capobianco in about 10 minutes after the hour. I do have a call on hold. Thank you for your patience. You're on the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. It's Lou once again.
Lou, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Yeah, I heard the Lakers are making moves. They're looking at Joakim Noah and Howard in separate workouts. Noah, you really want Noah, though? I mean, he didn't do much for the Knicks. Maybe he's going to do something for the Lakers.
I guess it just depends on what you're looking for. Joakim Noah has a great knowledge of basketball, and he played really well with Memphis while he was down there. And it's just a matter of, I guess, what you're looking for. I mean, most Bates is coming out of retirement to even be in the mix. We know what Dwight Howard was. He's been injured every year. They're also looking at Marcin Gortat, who was overseas, but we remember him from playing with the Suns and the Wizards and So I guess if Noah, Howard, Spates, Gortat, you know what it boils down to, and I think this is kind of funny to be honest with you, this right here is a symbol of why one of the symbols, I shouldn't say singularly, one of the symbols why the Lakers have been Kawhi Leonard. Because, again, this is a team that is letting you know every move, every person, at every turn. You can't do that. You can't publicize all this. You're going to always have leaks. You're always going to have reporters out there, and they're always going to, and I'm glad they do. That's what we do. And we're always going to talk to somebody and get some insights. But you're holding basically tryouts with guys that are under contracts with other teams, which is public. I don't know how that helps anybody. Let's say you signed Dwight. Let's say you signed Dwight Howard and you don't sign Noah. Well, everybody already knows the Grizzlies are moving forward, so Noah's not someone they want. But at the same time, why can't you do that in private? Well, why does that have to become this big ordeal? I just don't get how the Lakers do business. I remember when Jerry West was there back in the day, and I remember the day that Pau Gasol was traded to them. Everybody's jaw dropped because nobody saw that coming. They telegraph everything now. I just don't get it. But they're having a tryout, a center tryout. So if you know anybody 6'10 or bigger that played a little bit of ball, give them a call. Lou, tell them to get out to LA as quick as possible. They should just run an open gym at this point. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that.
Turning attention to baseball for a minute, we got a big series coming up between the Mets and the Indians. This should be a very important series to both teams.
Yeah, I think the Mets more so, because the Mets are really chasing.
Yes.
You know, the Mets are really chasing, so that's going to be really big for them. I think the Indians, I've been saying it all along, I know they caught them and now they fell a couple games back.
Yeah.
I think the Indians catch these Twins no matter what. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, Indians, you know, but you never count the Indians out anyway. I mean, they've been strong in the last few years, especially since I've been doing this stuff.
I mean, and if you look at the Mets, why I'm saying, I hate to use that, well, they need it more. But if you look at the Mets, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. 7 teams vying for two positions.
Yes.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
So the Mets got to get this. They're chasing the Nats. And they're chasing the, technically right now, the Phillies.
Yeah, Phillies are having their struggles. Especially since one of their, I think one of their pitchers is going to be out for, it's Atlanta, I'm sorry, Atlanta has a reliever that's out for 60 days.
Yep. I was going to say, I see your favorite team, Chris Sale, is going to avoid Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But he's still out for the season, though, regardless.
Best trade the White Sox made.
Yeah. And I think Andrew's run out of luck for the season opener.
Say that again. Oh, Andrew Lee. Yeah, well, I like the word.
Okay, I know. It was a bad pun. I know. Oof.
That guy, man, when he's healthy, he's the truth. When he's not healthy, like getting better, I guess. Indianapolis just puts so much into what he does.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, stay online with me real quick. If you have any questions as well, I'm going to bring in Tony Capobianco's online, about to jump online with us. So if you have a quick question or two more, I'm going to answer. I'm just not going to keep him holding, but I don't want to. Run on you sooner than after. So bear with me just 1 second.
If I don't have dinner, yes.
All right, bear with me 1 second. We're about to bring Tony Capobianco on, the Cuban Cowboy, right after this.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
On that Kerry Lackey Law line right now, the one only Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. What up, Tony?
What up? Trying to make my way through Miami, the toughest place to drive.
No, it's not. The 405 in L.A. is the toughest place to drive. We got a good credit program.
No, we're doing any driving in the 405.
What else do you do? A lot of parking. We got Lou on. Lou usually jumps when we have a call in, but he had a couple more questions. I didn't want to rush him off the line. So, Lou, you had another one in there. Let us have it.
Yeah, status on Antonio Brown. You know, I heard he showed up at the facility today. You think he's gonna cave in? I didn't hear how much practice time he got. Any thoughts on that?
I think he's gonna play, and this whole thing is gonna be a memory.
What about the situation with the Cowboys? Who's gonna be the first to cave in, and who's gonna be the one to hold out?
Real quick, I think this AB thing has been a great show as well. He's going to play. Rumor has it that he was wearing a certified helmet in practice. From what I'm hearing, Gruden said he's all in. This was a big waste of nothing. As I heard a kid say one time, and I can't believe I'm going to repeat this, he said it was all fart and no poopies. So that's all. To answer your next question, I don't. This is why the Dallas. This is your team too, right, Lou? If I'm not mistaken.
Yep, it is.
Yep. Okay. And Tony, tell me if you agree with what I'm about to say. We are being illustrated daily why the Cowboys will not win a Super Bowl. You. These are distractions. Look, these are distractions that you don't need. We know that most running backs. Most quarterbacks don't like the preseason because they don't want to be hit. No one wants to be touched. Hell, the Rams didn't even send 20 guys, 20 starters, to Hawaii to play in an exhibition game. No one wants to play in them. But this back-and-forth crap with Jerry making a joke and then Zeke getting butthurt and Dak thinking he's worth more than what the rate is. Now, I'll never say anyone is overpaid, but having to be in a position where you think you're gonna have to pay him $35 to $40 million, and then you have a wide receiver who's good, but he's not Brown, he's not Julio Jones, he's not that guy. And you got all these egos, all this stuff. A owner that would probably pay him, a general manager, his son, general manager, saying, you know, you're out your mind if you give them all that money. We can't do it. We still got a defense to pay. I think all this shows why Dallas just won't. We'll never win a Super Bowl. And when it comes to who blinks first, honestly, I think now it doesn't matter. I think the damage has already been done. What about you, Tony?
I think this proves the point that I made on this show numerous times. The salary cap is designed to make fans hate the players. If Jerry Jones had his way and there was no limitations, all these dudes would be paid as much as they wanted, because who gives a damn? The guy's got the most valued franchise in the whole damn galaxy. But because there is a salary cap, and no one really wants to give something that they already have more money, make someone a heavier burden on the cap, that's why you have these problems. Now he's getting it from his three most important players. Yeah, you can say the running backs don't matter as much, and you can win without a rushing champion, but you see what happens when you have one of the best running backs in the game, and he's no longer there. And your replacement is Alfred Morris, who I liked back in Boca Raton with FAU, but he's not going to do anything of worth with them. They need them. They need all three of these guys. But the problem is they can't pay all three of them. Because if they pay all three of them, they got no room for anyone else. And if the line goes down, they're all screwed.
It's just that simple. And by the way, they decided to pay Jalen Smith. So they just paid him. So,
first had a bad performance.
Let's go back and take a look at the teams that have won Super Bowls. Before the season started, do you ever hear any bickering coming out of New England? No.
No.
So, Pittsburgh, before Le'Veon basically said, you're not going to treat me like any other running back, you never really heard anything, and Pittsburgh wins every year.
Nope.
You don't hear this from other organizations. And we understand these are the Cowboys going all the way back to Hollywood Henderson. I get it. I really do. But there comes a point where you have small windows in the NFL to be good and to compete for a title. This is your small window. You still have your quarterback on a very small restrictive contract. You technically...
Somebody got
to
run. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk again tomorrow, fellas.
All right. Talk to you later. Tony, technically, if you're the Cowboys, you could literally look at all three of them and say, you know what? Screw you. We're not paying you a dime more. If you want to sit out, sit out. But they have to be willing to get the fallback on that game of chicken. But they could franchise all of them in a year. It really doesn't matter. So if you're Dallas, I think they need to either make up their mind what they're going to do. They're either going to, do it, poop, or get off the pot. Because either look at Zeke and say, dude, we're not going to pay you. This is the most we're going to pay you. If you don't like it, we're going to franchise you until we're done, or go ahead and freaking retire. We don't care. Dak, this is what you're going to get. If you don't like it, we'll franchise you. If you don't want to be franchised, find another team that you think will pay you $35, $40 million because they're not out there. Next, Amari, we think you're this good. If this is what you want to do, this is the money we'll offer you. If that's not good enough, screw it. Just like we traded for you, we'll trade for someone else. I think they need to at this point. If they're not going to pay them, they need to have that other conversation.
I don't have that someone who can make that conversation with, because, I mean, Jerry Jones is someone who takes care of his players, but I don't think we ever had a situation where like all three guys wanted to get more money. But we also, I think, one thing we noticed is that we're in a league of the sport where who gets a big free agent contract these days? Maybe one or two guys who gets lucky enough to leave in disgruntled fashion when they're young and then get the money by a team that has nothing, usually Washington. Like this is almost the only way anyone can get a payday these days. And the fact that all three of these guys who they could all sit out, you could shun them, you could nuke relationships with them, but you also can't replace them through the draft so quickly. So everyone needs each other here. And I don't know how we're going to resolve this, but disrespecting one of your best offensive players doesn't really help.
No, and that's why, I said they're at a point now, you got to do one thing or another. And the one thing that's different about football and basketball and baseball is, in football, you really don't have a lot of leverage as a player. And if this team decides, this team could finish, they really could. They could come out and literally say, and I'm talking as the owner, not as a player, because I'm always generally on the player's side, but the team could finish. They could come out and say, look, we offered Dak $2 million, which is more than anybody except, and they could say except, Drew Brees, except Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. They could drop names of guys that have won Super Bowls. We've offered him more than anyone except for these guys. And we'll be willing to revisit it once we get to that level. We offered Amari Cooper this, which is a little less than this guy and this guy. We offered Zeke this and say, look, we can't do any more. If they want to play, they can come in and play. If they want to stay here, then they stay here. Otherwise, we have no choice but to look in a different direction and maybe start to rebuild a little bit here and there. And then you know what that does? Unfortunately, fans are fanatics, and we know that sometimes they're idiots. They get hurt on themselves. We know that. We see it all the time. So,
that's my salad cap theory.
What's that?
Salary cap is designed to make the fans hate the players.
Exactly. Exactly, because
no one does. We don't do this in baseball. Baseball doesn't have a salary cap. You want $50 million, like $45 million a year, and I can't get anyone better, and I got the money, all yours, baby. Just don't give up 5 runs start.
Well, but Tony, you know what? Salary cap still can let you go and get guys. The NBA has a cap. The difference between the NFL is the NFL operates with a hard cap. The NBA, you don't hear guys griping about money in the NBA ever. Ever.
But that's because everyone's getting their money.
Exactly.
And unlike the other sports, the sport itself is not really the moneymaker. I mean, your NBA salary is Tom Brady, and the shoe salary is Giselle. No one has that in any other sport. Like, I don't think Dak is making more money with like pushing yogurt than he is pushing a huddle.
Good point. But at the same time, the one thing that's funny is in the NBA, you can't renegotiate.
Well, in the NBA, everyone who's worth a damn is getting the max. Like, if you're going to have a hard cap, you might as well have a max salary. Like, it makes more sense in football to have a max salary than it does in basketball, because then you have this, and you can always give the max to your best players. You might end the holdouts in that fashion, and this drama dissipates. But it's August. We need this drama. Thinking about practice doesn't work in August as in July. So it's easy. It's great that we have a show that's a reality TV show, and you get to hear John Gruden curse for the first time, and have Antonio Brown bitches about his helmet, which I think we probably take it seriously from any other player, but because it's Antonio Brown, and we think he's either crazy or stupid, we make a big deal out of this. And I think that's the same thing that's going on with the Cowboys. I don't think Dak and Zeke and even Amari Cooper, for all the silentness, gets as much respect as some of the other players of their caliber. So when they ask for money, we scoff at them.
On the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only, the Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. I want to get to the Dolphins, but I've been peddling this idea for a while. I looked to a couple guys I know that played pro football. They like it. I don't know if they were being nice to me, but here's my idea. You take quarterbacks off the salary cap anyway. And so by that I mean, so say, and I'm giving you a mythical number, say the salary cap for an NFL team is $100 million. You then take what is the sliding scale average of what quarterbacks make in the NFL, and then that's the salary cap upon itself. So you have $100 million to spend on your team, and you have X amount of money to spend on your quarterback. However, if you want to go over on your quarterback, you have that right, then that amount then comes off the team. So say you have now $40 million to spend on a quarterback. That's all of your quarterbacks. Not a quarterback, all of your quarterbacks. So you may give your starter 28 and the two backups $1 million each, whatever. But if you decide you want to spend another $10 million on your quarterback, then that comes off the cap. And now you have to explain to your team and their agents why you can't pay your running back, why you can't pay your receiver, why you can't pay your outside linebacker, because you're now dipping into their money. So I don't think the quarterback should even be involved until it comes to that on the regular salary cap that's impacting everybody else on the team. If we're going to treat them like divas and put them out there where they're doing their own thing anyway, why not totally do it?
On a strategic and money standpoint, that idea makes sense. However, I think one of the unintended consequences is we already think that this sport has evolved into a way where you have your elite, your quarterback, who is like the white knight leader on a horse, and every other position are a bunch of grunts. If that idea was to ever be truly implemented, then it's no longer figurative. It's literal. You got the quarterback, and every other player is a second-class citizen, essentially. Everyone's just a grunt with an axe, and you got your one knight. And I think that might cause a lot more division or friction than it would currently. Could you imagine, like, Russell Wilson having something like that where, like, he had his own salary cap and then everyone else was I'm guessing these two entities would have the same number, right? $100 million for the rest of the team, $100 million for the quarterbacks. I think that would cause more problems. I can't imagine, like, something like this being collectively bargained.
I just think it's funny because what you're saying is true. In terms of we're saying everyone else is a axe wielder, but it is. All we're doing is masking the point. If your girlfriend says she's going to work every day and you drop her off at the strip club and she says she's just a bartender and you know it's a lie, there's no difference than you dropping her off at the strip club every day knowing that she's going to work to be a stripper. What's the difference? You already know it. She's just lying to you.
So is the quarterback a pimp and the rest of the players a hoes?
No, I'm just saying. It's like if your boyfriend leaves the house every day and doesn't have an office, and he says, well, he's going to landscape, and you know damn well he's not. You know he's a street farmer. It's the same thing as if he just admits to he's a street farmer. What I'm saying is, all we're doing is masking the truth anyway. That's all we're doing. To say that it'd be unfair because then everyone else will feel like they're grunt workers. We already know they're grunt workers. All we're doing is saying you've already elevated the quarterback. When was the last person in MVP that wasn't a QB? When was the last Heisman Trophy winner that's not a QB? All we do now is glorify the quarterback anyway. So I'm saying if we're going to glorify him anyway, let's just be honest and say, look, we're going to pay them on a salary. No one is going to make quarterback money. Now, people are like, oh, that's unfair. Why don't you do it? You're saying that nobody could do it. Nobody's doing it. You can wear a sweater right now.
I agree with you.
You know,
get a handle of the truth.
Let's just be honest. You can wear a sweater right now, today, outside. You'll be a damn fool because it's going to be 113. But you can do it.
It feels like a sweater outside.
Exactly. So, anyway, on the line, on the Kerry Lacky line, the one, the only Tony Capobianco, Cuban Cowboy, please tell me why. Again, please explain why to me one more time because I keep asking you. Why has Mr. Rosen not been announced as the starting quarterback of the Miami Dolphins when we know it's inevitable? Please tell me one more time.
He's not currently better than Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that kind of matters to Brian Flores. I think you also have to be a leader in that locker room. And I don't think that's also been demonstrated by Rosen. I think from the jump when Flores got the job and they signed Fitzpatrick, even before or after also that Rosen just fell in their lap. So, like, yeah, we're going to roll with Fitzpatrick because we need a veteran leader QB, especially if I got to deal with a young roster. I mean, Flores is from New England. Like, there's no, let's get the young guy a shot. They don't do that in New England, and I think he learned that key detail. Go with the smart leader. And I just came from Davey. I was at the practice facility. We have both quarterbacks standing on the podium, and even though there's still technically a competition, it doesn't feel like a competition. We know who's starting. This is Patrick. We're talking about trucking a dude in the preseason game and having weapons on the outside. And we're asking Rosen about how much he's learned. Is there any hunger? How many Tostitos he has on his shoulder? Is there a competition? He's giving us a word salad about control what you can control, rising tide lifts all boats, blah, blah, blah. I think it's something that needs to be earned from him first before we just give it to him because he's younger than the other guy.
I do. I really do get on that. I really do.
Would you want Rosen to be a starter in Arizona before Sam Bradford and Mike Glennon?
Yes.
Even though those two guys are demonstrably worse than Fitzpatrick?
Yes. You know what? I wanted I would want you to be a quarterback over Glennon. I think he's god awful. And as far as Sam Bradford,
you brought two bona fide bums in Arizona. At least Fitzpatrick has shown some semblance of being competent, especially in September.
But here's my point.
I was at that game last year. I don't know what the hell you guys saw in Sam Bradford.
I don't say we. Those are what you do. I'm not friends. But here's my point. I'm looking at the Dolphins. And here I go spinning this truth thing again. You know you're not better than New England. You know you're probably not even better than the Jets. If you are going to get back in this quarterback draft pool next year, play the guy. Like, why do you have to lose three games to realize, oh, okay, now let's roll out Rosen and see what we got? By that time, it's too late anyway. If you're going to get back in this quarterback draft thing next year and maybe go after a Tua or maybe go after a Justin Herbert or maybe go after one of these guys, at least see what you have first. You may have a guy better than Herbert. You may have a guy better than Tua. But you're going to wait for your team to lose three or four games and fall three or four games behind the Patriots before you insert them in, when we know as soon as that calendar says October, Fitzmagic goes to Fitzterrible. Nothing will change.
Are you expecting terrible from the jump? Like,
yes.
The thing that's going to really, like, hamper or – tank this season is they might have one of the worst offensive lines in football. And it's one thing to set up a veteran quarterback to fail who can get the ball out quicker and knows what to expect when the window is a lot shorter than he would with an otherwise decent offensive line. You can throw Rosen in there against Baltimore, New England, Dallas, and the Chargers right at the start, and that line can't protect him long enough for him to make a decision, then he ends up being like David Carr, essentially, just getting sacked out of the league. At least if what I mentioned before, and a lot of people mentioned it too, if you start Fitzpatrick now, because he's better, switch in the bye week, you're taking on a much more doable schedule, essentially. You got to take on Washington. The Browns are on the schedule. The Colts are there. You still have the Jets, who I don't think they're that much better than the Dolphins, because all they did was just get a running back. And the old coach from the Dolphins, after getting swept by that team. The Bills, I don't think they're that much better. They go to New England the last week of the season. New England might be sitting players by then. I think that's a good time for a sizable sample size for Rosen, rather than have that guy just be ruined by week four.
Hey, I'm with you. You keep convincing me, and then I read something and see something, and I think I got to ask him again. Down here, Kyler Murray saw his first football.
Wait, how is it covering Kyler Murray? Because I think that guy's going to be fun to watch, but miserable to talk to.
I think Kyler Murray is special. What I don't like is what I'm doing it too right now. The preseason, when it's someone you like, they look great. When it's someone you think should be out, they look bad. So, and when someone that you like looks bad, you say, oh, it's just a preseason. But I honestly think the Cardinals, and you're going to tell me, why did you make this big thing about Rosen, and now you're about to say this? I don't think.
I mean, it sounds like it, but
I don't think Kyler Murray should start the season. I think Brett Hundley should start the season.
Who's there? Like, is Mike Glennon still there?
No, Glennon is in somewhere. He's getting a paycheck for somebody. I want to say it's the Raiders. I don't know where Mike Glennon is. He's out though. But Brett Hundley is there.
So who's backing up Kyler Murray?
Brett Hundley.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'd like to see that guy get a chance. I remember what time meeting Brett Hundley, but
I would just like to see him start, because We saw Kyler Murray throw basically 7-on-7s in the first game. Everyone was all happy. The Raiders blitzed the shit out of him. Excuse me, I can't say that. They blitzed the crap out of him. I'll beep it out when we replay this. They blitzed the crap out of him. And he was rattled. I don't care how people down here try to sugarcoat it. He was rattled, not because he can't do it, but because that was the first time he got real NFL speed guys bearing down on him. I think he should watch the game with you, and then they should put him in. I don't think they have to wait till the bye. I think they should wait a game or two and put him in. Because, again, I'm a realist. The Cardinals are 5-11. The Cardinals are not better than the Eagles, than the Vikings, than the Packers, than the Bears, than New Orleans, than Tampa, than Seattle, than the Rams. They're not better. They're not jumping all those teams. So don't get him killed the first couple weeks. The difference, I think the difference between him and Rosen is, I can't believe I'm going to say it like this. If you get him killed, big deal, because you're probably going to draft somebody anyway if he's not what you like. The Cardinals can't get their guy killed because you can't draft a quarterback in the first round and trade him and then draft a quarterback in the first round with the first overall pick and get him murdered right out the box. So I think that's the difference. But I don't think you should start the season.
You're placing more value on your guy than the one in Miami.
I just did. But you live in Miami. And you have South Beach. We don't have South Beach. So, yeah, I did. I'm going to hate from the
Yes, Scottsdale.
There's no water in Scottsdale, man. I just said you got South Beach.
I'm trying to make you feel better. You got to have something I like.
You can, in 1 hour, where can I go in 1 hour? I can go to Vegas. I can go to L.A. I can go to San Diego. In 1 hour, you can go to the Cayman Islands. You can go to the Dominican Republic. You can fly to Puerto Rico. In 30 minutes, you could be in, you could fly to the Bahamas. In 15 minutes, you could fly to the Keys. Don't give me Scottsdale, man.
You don't have traffic.
We have traffic.
Must be great driving freely.
We don't drive freely. They're building another expressway here because there's so much traffic.
Oh, damn. Well, then I ran out of stuff.
You ran out of stuff when you started. You know what else we got? We got taxes. You got taxes in South Beach?
Nope.
And you got South Beach. And you give me Scottsdale.
You got the Harvard of the Southwest.
That we do have.
2 hours south.
Right. You mean about 15 minutes? 15 minutes. Northwest from where I'm at right now in Chandler. Even with that, you got South Beach. Listen to the phrase, beach, South Beach. And it's not the Pacific water. We know that. The Pacific water is cold. The sand is
cold. Oh, that's beautiful.
Water there is warm, man. Sand is soft. You can see to the bottom. And you give me Scottsdale. You know what? Your entrance fee to the league just doubled.
My foot?
Your fantasy fee of $5 is now $10.
I gotta pay a live fee.
You've been fined. You've taken a league fine, a kangaroo court fine, for comparing Scottsdale to South Beach.
You give me a Club 11 tax?
Crazy.
Everyone else pays $5, but you, Mr. South Beach, you go pay $3.05.
Just because. And you were fine with the $5 till you made that comparison. Now we got a tax.
I don't want to be like the guys in LA who think sure. They're better than everyone because they live close to water. They are better than everyone. I want to make other people feel good. That's why, actually, and I'm not the only one who feels that way. All of us in Miami want other people to feel good. That's why we let y'all win all these damn sports events. Everyone who plays baseball against Miami feels better after it. Everyone's going to feel that way at football. We saw how miserable the country was when LeBron James was in Miami. Hell, that might be one of the reasons why we're in this predicament in the White House right now. So now it's like, here, go beat Miami, have fun playing us if you're superior for the moment. We're trying to make y'all feel good. And then we're going to win the Stanley Cup in hockey, and no one's going to give a damn because it's hockey.
Y'all have a hockey team?
We have a hockey team. I was surprised. I just like I took a stroll through the mall in Broward. It's like, what? Hockey?
So,
and the coach looks like Clouseau? We got a coach looks like John Clouseau.
That's them, right? Florida Panthers?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you said Florida, I thought you played in Jacksonville.
I was surprised too.
They have
I thought Florida Panthers were endangered, and then I saw they were all the habitat. The little icy habitat.
Yo, man. Tomorrow, there's a Best Of show on. Maybe before the end of the week or early next week, we'll get back together again. Tell everyone how they get a hold of you.
Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony Capobianco and catch my practice reports from Davey and Coral Gables, all things Hurricanes and Dolphins on Dolphin Maven, Hurricane Maven, Five Reasons Sports. Anywhere, you'll find me.
All right, man. I appreciate you. You have a draft that you're going to pay double than everyone else this Sunday. And hope you're up late enough since it's 9:30.
I'll pay triple if you let me pick first.
You know what? Not my call. It's randomized by the computer. But you know what? You're the only one that's going to be up at 9:30. 6:30 here, partner. So hopefully you're doing it sleepy.
Hell yeah. I'll be drowsing. I'll pick Patrick Mahomes again.
You know what? You'll be drowsing. I'll make sure that somehow you'll pick Patrick Mahomes, and you'll look up and you'll be like, I don't remember drafting Rosen.
I'm going all Dolphins. What the hell
are you
doing here?
Hey, buddy. I'll talk to you, man. Thank you again.
All right. My pleasure.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. The one, the only Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. Man, that's my man. It's always good to have him on. Compare Scottsdale to South Beach. The hell is that?
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
So, let's close with this. Compared to Scottsdale. To Miami Beach. Jimmy Garoppolo played yesterday his first action since tearing his ACL. He looked god awful. I don't want to panic on Jimmy G. I know we have a very small sample size from what we saw him do in New England and then what we saw him do his first few games in San Fran. I think this guy's going to be a player. I don't think he's going to be the greatest thing that we've ever seen. I definitely think he's not going to be Mike Glennon. But one game, first time taking him live in a while against someone that's not on your team. So let's let this play out. Please don't overreact one way or the other. It's preseason, folks. It is preseason. We've seen teams go 4-0 and then lose every game. We've seen teams go 1-3 and make the playoffs. We've seen teams to go 2-2, win the Super Bowl. Does not matter. It is preseason. You're getting reps against live fire. That's really all you're doing. What you don't want to do is you don't want a whole bunch of penalties, because if you're not tight in practice, you're not going to be tight in the game. And by tight, I mean the things that you need to do. If it's not tight and it's not clean in practice, and it's not tight and it's clean in the preseason, there's no switch to flip in the regular season to make it tight. That's what you're looking for. You're not looking for your running back to rush for 100 yards. You're not looking for your receiver to have 18 catches in a game. You're not looking for your quarterback to throw 30 times. You want him to do just enough to stay in rhythm, but most importantly, stay healthy. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, it's about to be played in about an hour over on the KSRN Network. If you haven't downloaded that app, make sure you do. You also can listen to it again here, or you can go to thesportscave.com and check it out there as well. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thanks, callers, for calling in. Thanks, Tony, for giving a call in. We appreciate it. You can follow us on social media at The Sports Cave, The Sports Cave, Cave is with the K, on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. You can also get us at thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with the K, and you can get me directly at PLR on sports. Until the next time, 1 o'clock tomorrow, I appreciate you. This has been The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, have a great rest of your Tuesday.